Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now, out loud, or in your heart. I know who I play for. We're still in phase two of this series, Tap Out to Tap In. It's about retreat, silence, and sovereignty in a world that demands noise. Today's message is called From Retreat to Renewal, because retreat is not escape, it's rebirth. Renewal is not accidental. It is the fruit of holy withdrawal. Let me tell you something personal. I am a person who is always on. I don't take holidays. I don't live by the 5-day work week or the rhythm of weekends off. I haven't fit into that system in a long time, and I don't try to. But here's what I do. I bake silence into every single day, and not just a few minutes here or there, but intentional silence, space to withdraw, space to listen, space to refill the well. And throughout the month, there are entire days where I don't speak to anyone. I don't announce it. I don't schedule it on a calendar. I let my spirit guide me into those days, because I learned long ago, if I don't choose retreat, my body will choose it for me. If I don't make space for silence, chaos will carve it out. Sovereignty means I don't wait for burnout to force me into retreat. I choose it as a strategy. And that's why I say it again and again. Retreat is strategy. Renewal is reward. The world doesn't understand this. They think if you're silent, you've disappeared. They think if you step back, you've lost your edge. But silence is where my edge gets sharpened. Silence is where my sovereignty gets restored. Silence is not weakness. Silence is weapon. History proves it. Jesus, before he began his ministry, he spent 40 days in the wilderness, alone, silent, retreating. And it was after that retreat that miracles followed. Harriet Tubman, before she led hundreds to freedom, she retreated into her visions, into silence with God. Her renewal came in the stillness. And out of that silence came strategy no army could dismantle. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., when the weight of death threats pressed in, he retreated to his kitchen table at midnight, head bowed. And it was there, in silence, he heard the inner voice. Stand up for righteousness. Stand up for truth. I will be with you. Renewal gave him courage to keep walking. Maya Angelou, she withdrew to hotel rooms, empty and quiet, to write. Retreat was her well. Renewal was the poetry that still waters the souls of generations. Jesus knew it. Harriet knew it. King knew it. Maya knew it. Retreat is strategy. Renewal is reward. Great movements have always been birthed in retreat. Renewal has always followed in silence. But here's the sting. Too many of us stay in the battlefield when we should be in the wilderness. We keep swinging our swords, bleeding ourselves dry, when the next move is waiting for us in silence. The battlefield drains you. The wilderness remakes you. Retreat doesn't shrink you. It recenters you. Silence doesn't erase your voice. It sharpens it. Sovereignty is not found in shouting louder. It is found in knowing when to be still enough to hear source again. And when you step away, when you tap out so you can tap in, the rhythm is always the same. Retreat, replenish, return. The great ones knew. Renewal is born in retreat. Silence is not absence. It is presence with source. And when you come back from that well, you come back with living water, not dry crumbs. So here's the sacred rebuke. If you refuse retreat, you refuse renewal. If you silence the call to withdrawal, you silence the very strategy that could carry you into your next level of power. Mark 6:31. Jesus said to his disciples, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." Notice, he didn't say, "Come prove yourself." He didn't say, "Work harder, shout louder, fight longer." He said, "Withdraw. Come away. Rest." Because retreat is not punishment. It's provision. Isaiah 40:31 says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Pausing, resting, retreating. That's the condition for renewal. Strength doesn't come from grinding. It comes from pausing. It comes from stillness. It comes from retreat. And Jesus himself retreated again and again. The wilderness for 40 days, the mountaintop alone at dawn, the garden in the night hours. Every time he came back with more clarity, more power, and more authority. And here's the sacred rebuke. Skipping retreat is skipping scripture. Renewal follows silence because silence is the place where you meet God. Metaphysically, retreat is not empty space. It is a doorway. Silence is not absence of sound. It is the presence of the subtle. Neville Goddard taught that imagination is creation. But imagination needs stillness to create clearly. When the mind is crowded with noise, it only repeats old pictures. When you retreat into silence, the screen of your mind becomes clean again, and source can project something new. Florence Scovel Shinn reminds us, there is no loss in the divine mind. Nothing is wasted in retreat. What looks like nothing happening is actually everything happening beneath the surface. Seeds sprout in the dark. Roots deepen before branches appear. To truly live and embody spirit is to understand there are realities you cannot see with your eyes. You don't have to wait until the afterlife to experience them. They are available now, subtle but present, waiting for your permission to enter. When you get silent, you give that permission. You allow the unaltered energetic presence of God, spirit, source, infinite intelligence, to infuse you without distortion. You stop pulling it through the filter of busyness, trauma, performance, or expectation. In silence, you meet it raw, unaltered, whole. It is always there, always available, but it's subtle, and subtle things require stillness. Energy follows attention. When your attention is fractured, your field is fractured. Retreat is how you gather yourself back. It is how you tune to the frequency of spirit instead of the frequency of noise. In that tuning, renewal is not gradual. It is instantaneous. This is why mystics have always withdrawn before they returned with wisdom. This is why silence has always been the womb of creation. Here's the sacred rebuke. You cannot embody spirit while drowning in noise. You cannot carry divine presence on fractured attention. Silence is not a luxury. It is the access point. Retreat is where you stop reaching. Silence is where you start receiving. And renewal is what rushes in when you open. Now take a deep breath. Open your journal and let honesty be your guide. Number one, where in my life am I afraid of silence? Do I reach for noise, scrolling, TV, calls, constant activity, when silence begins to feel uncomfortable? What do I think silence might reveal that I don't want to face? Number two, what battlefield have I stayed on too long? Where am I swinging my word, bleeding myself dry, when the wilderness is calling me instead? What would happen if I laid the sword down and stepped back? Number three, how has noise shaped my choices? Have I ever made a decision from the pressure of other voices instead of my own alignment? What did it cost me? Number four, where have I already tasted that renewal that comes from retreat? Was there a moment, a trip, a day of solitude, even a quiet hour where I came back clearer, stronger, more alive? What lesson did that experience teach me about my own rhythm of retreat? Number five, what would it look like for me to claim renewal now, not later? How can I bake silence into my daily rhythm, the way I nourish my body or breathe air? What could a personal ritual of retreat look like for me this week, even if it's just for an hour? Number six, how do I want to embody spirit in my everyday life? What does it mean to live as if the unseen is just as real as the seen? How does silence prepare me to experience that subtle but constant presence? Number seven, what does retreat, replenish, return look like in this season of my life? Where is retreat calling me? What replenishment do I most need right now? And when I return, who will I be on the other side of renewal? Here's the truth. Retreat is not the end. Retreat is the beginning. It is not where you lose yourself. It's where you find yourself again. When you retreat, you are not running away. You are running inward. And when you run inward, you meet the one who never left you. You meet spirit, unfiltered, unaltered, alive in you. Renewal is the proof of retreat. Clarity is the fruit of silence. Power is the harvest of stillness. Think of it this way. When you step away, the battlefield cannot touch you. The noise cannot shape you. The expectations cannot bind you. And when you come back, you do not come back with scraps. You come back with strategy. You do not come back empty. You come back overflowing. You do not come back weak. You come back whole. This is why the great ones always returned from silence with vision. Jesus returned with miracles. Harriet returned with maps etched in her spirit. King returned with courage that outlived his body. Maya returned with words that still water the generations. Renewal always follows retreat. So here's the sacred rebuke. If you keep refusing retreat, you will keep forfeiting renewal. But when you retreat, when you tap out to tap in, you return unstoppable. Say it with me. The battlefield drains me. The wilderness remakes me. Retreat is strategy. Renewal is reward. Retreat, replenish, return. And this is why I know who I play for. Because I know I can step away without fear. Because I know I can choose silence and still be sovereign. Because I know I can retreat, and when I return, I will rise. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in rest, in renewal, and in the subtle presence of spirit that is always with you, always available, and always waiting in the silence. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.